aftershocks continue to rock the northwestern Indian state of Gujarat, which was hit by a powerful earthquake Friday. A tremor of nearly magnitude 6 shook the region this morning. Since Friday, officials say more than 6,000 people are confirmed dead, but that many people remain buried in demolished buildings, and the total is expected to rise. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in the city of Bhuj, which was hardest hit by the quake. He spoke with us via satellite phone and says the destruction is extensive.
I see a city that is still reeling from the effects of Friday's quake. The epicenter of this quake was 13 miles from the city, and it's obvious when you look around. There are whole parts of the city that have completely leveled. There are no buildings left standing at all. Just huge heaps of rubble, of twisted metal and concrete. And there are many, many people that are still buried underneath that rubble, and these are people that the authorities have not yet been able to get to.
Is it rescue that's going on right now, or has it turned into recovery?
It's a little of both. I mean, surprisingly, I went out with a rescue team earlier this morning, and they actually managed to pull 9 people from the wreckage alive. I saw them pull out one 17-year-old boy who was badly injured. He had multiple fractures, but he had been underneath his collapsed house for more than 60 hours, and they've managed to pull him out alive, and they say that he's probably going to make it. So, well, that's encouraging, but of course, with every passing hour, the chance of finding more people alive is growing more and more slim, and they just don't have enough heavy equipment. One of the doctors and one of the rescue workers were telling me today, they don't have the heavy equipment they need to do this. They need heavy cranes, they need bulldozers, and those things are coming, but they're still not here yet, and until they do come, the rescue effort can't proceed the way people would like them to.
What about the injured? Is there medical aid for them?
There is some medical aid for them, although the main hospital in town was completely leveled in the quake. So the only primary hospital left in the town is the one at the military hospital. The Indian Army has now started to fly in mobile hospital, and they set up one yesterday. They saw 70 people yesterday. And they saw another 50 so far here today. And that's taking some of the pressure off the military hospital, which is the only place where people can go for care at this point.
And people who have been displaced from their homes, are there places for them to stay? Is there enough food? Is there enough water?
There is not enough food. There is not enough water. There is no electricity here. And there is nowhere for people to stay here except out in the open. I'm sitting in a courtyard outside an apartment building. And all the people who live in that apartment building have set up their belongings in little makeshift tents in front of the buildings because they're afraid to go back in because of the aftershocks that have been occurring here with great regularity since Friday morning.
Tell us a little bit about those aftershocks, given that you're only 13 miles away from the epicenter.
Well, I started the day today in Gujarat's commercial center, Ahmedabad, and about 6:35 this morning there was a large aftershock, which got me up out of bed, and it lasted for almost a minute, and there were various reports of this thing being magnitude 5.6 or 7, which is, you know, a fairly strong quake. Obviously not as strong as the one that happened here on Friday morning, but enough to certainly bring down more buildings and make already unsafe buildings even more suspect. That's why these people are just completely unwilling to go back into their houses. They don't trust them.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Bhuj, India. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome, Leanne.